G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Reds Review for Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance.
It's now time for Reds Review. And we're talking gaffs this morning, Redman. What do you need for your everyday fishing gaff? What's necessary for big barrels and chasing bigger fish? And you've gone through a list of four for us.
Yeah, we've actually spoke about this on the show a few years ago, and I thought it would be a great time to, I guess, go through it all again, because the tuna fishery in our country and the world is just getting bigger and bigger. And gaffs are a big part of a tuna fishery. It's about looking after your fish and whatnot as well.
It's as much about looking. Like, people think gaff, it's to kill a fish. Absolutely not. When you're dealing with big fish like this, as you said, this is the simplest way to keep them healthy so they're not thrashing around banging their heads against the boat.
Even handling it in the boat, even getting it out of the boat to weigh it. So the gaff, we're talking about gaffs, but the review today is going towards, we're looking at Wellesley's tackle, just the Hook'em range.
And we just picked a random tackle store.
Like, literally, they had a range of Hook and gaffs there.
Yep, so they've got a great website. That's why we chose them, so you can actually see all the specifications. They've got good pictures of the gaffs. Some really good really good tackle stores are great when you go into store, but don't necessarily have as good a website, and Wellesley's have a terrific website, so that's why I've chosen them.
Meat hook, what it's known as, that's a terrific thing to have on a boat. Now, what a meat hook is good for, once again, it's good for that release shot that we spoke about earlier in the show. We actually speak about it later in the show. It's about basically releasing the fish. You can actually get the meat hook gaff. And what it is a short gaff. Sort of looks like a pirate's hand in a way, Pat, with a hook on the end of it.
Yep.
It's a good way to handle a fish. Not only to pull into the boat with a big tuna into the boat, but also to get the tuna out of the boat and to maneuver the tuna out of the boat. The reason I mentioned tuna is because we are in a heavy tuna fishery right now, and I think it's relevant to what gaffs are used for. You can use them for anything, sharks and whatnot as well. So a meat hook is good, and they're up towards $100. Now, a long gaff, and the reason I say a long gaff is a 1.8-meter gaff is I like to run it as long as you can get a gaff. So 1.8 to 2 meters. Now, the reason that I suggest this with a 4 to 6-inch diamond, a diamond gaff end on the end of it, the reason I recommend this is because if that tuna is out wide and you only get one shot at it, the longer it is, the more chance you got a gaff in it.
Yep.
That's to be honest there.
Yep.
Now, as my second gaff for a big fish, I like to have another long gaff, but it's only about 1.4, something you can handle easier. So the first one goes in, and that's sort of just to secure it.
Yep.
And then the next one that you put into the fish, it's actually more, it's still the exact same diamond. It's the same gape on the end of it, but it's smaller and easier to handle. So your mate or yourself can get that second gaff into it. Now, roughly around 1.4 meters. Now, another gaff that I like to have on the boat is just a general small gaff. So this is for maybe your gummy sharks, your kingfish, your small tuna. And that's only sort of around 1.2. And it might be only a 3 to 4 inch gape on the end of it as well, with just a round or a diamond end to it on the business end of it.
Which is important in a sense if you're not fishing out of a really big boat and the side gunnels that you've got to actually store this size gaff. That's more of your 5 meter and below where you don't, you stretch for room, so you can't store the really big ones, and this sits perfectly in that.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that as well, it's those big gaffs will just rip through smaller fish. If you put one of those big gaffs through a kingy, it's going to rip through it and destroy it. So these smaller gaffs are good. Now, the last one that I want to mention is a flying gaff. I think it's extremely important to have a flying gaff on the boat if you target big species. Now, the likes of swordfish, the likes of mako sharks, big bronzies, something big, angry, and strong. So what a flying gaff is, it's fixed to a pole. It attaches to a pole. It doesn't fix to the pole. So those were all fixed gaffs that we spoke about earlier.
Yes. Yep.
This is flying gaff. And what happens is as you gaff the fish with the flying gaff, you actually hold the rope in your hand, which is actually tied off to the cleat of the boat. So
it's safer for you if you're fighting an angry
species. You're not holding a mako or a swordfish. if you have to let go, you can let go.
Yep.
And as you gaff the fish or the shark or whatever it is, you push the other way, pop the pole out, and then it's just attached to the rope and you can handle it yourself, get the next gaff into it. And all that range there is between $100 to $200. You're pretty much going to get all your gas.
Yeah, they're not crazy expensive.
No, they're not. And you, for those barrels, you're going to need a minimum 2 gaffs. Plus, I reckon the mouth hook, the mouth meat gaff, as I like to call it, that's one of the most important ones to have, because it just allows you not to have things going everywhere, poles going everywhere, and you can handle and look after the fish with care.
I think the other thing that you can add to this, if you want to, is, and I'll just use Railblazer as an example, but they're an accessory provider that is great for storage and clips when it comes to not only rod holders, but gaffs if you want to actually install
them. Oh, they've got all that stuff too.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep. So you can install it in your boat, and then you're storing your gaffs off the floor. They're not moving as much and all those sorts of things. So beautifully done, Redman. That is Red's review for Club Marine.
Red's review for Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.